Y'all, this is terrifying. Just want to say that. Okay. So, hey everybody. I want to thank you all for being here, even though I'm the most nervous I've ever been, and I told everybody I know not to come. Thank you very much. My mom keeps reminding me of the times that I did well at Tropicana Speech Contest as a kid, but it doesn't really help because I was nervous then too. She's like, you did fine. And I'm like, I know, but I gotta do it again. I thought it was over. So the topic we were given to talk about is the intersection of life and faith, which is a hard thing to discern because God is everywhere and in everything. How do we know where the intersection actually occurred? We know God works in mysterious ways and that he has a sense of humor, but I was not raised in a religious household, so I didn't know what to look for. We went to the Methodist church with my grandparents on holidays like Christmas, Easter, and Mother's Day. I remember being there on a random Sunday and took communion for the first time. They didn't do that very often in the Methodist church, and I thought it was a snack and asked if I could have some more. Church was an obligation then, not something that was woven into my everyday life. I think there was probably an intersection of life and faith long before I could have ever realized, but I'm going to tell you about when I did realize it. I think I sort of found religion and found Jesus after college. Jen and I were living in Rome, Georgia. She has always been religious and has been very steadfast in her faith and was a huge part of this intersection. We were looking for a church, and we were invited by an acquaintance to attend a non-denominational church. It was held in the gymnasium of another more established church and had temporary curtains blocking off the worship space and a band set up in the front on the ground level. It was a really young, they were just starting out. That first day we attended service, we really enjoyed the music and we even helped break down the curtains after it was over. As we were breaking down the curtains, we were approached by a guy, Caleb, and we were invited to lunch with he and his wife and another young couple. They were our age, and they were in the same stage of their life as we were. It was a refreshing change compared to my grandparents' church in Quitman, Georgia, where it seemed impossible to relate to anyone because they were so much more mature than I was at the time. This church in Rome was a breath of fresh air. Jen and I jumped in with both feet. We were there every Sunday. I made more friends with everyone in the band and started helping them during worship practice and on Sunday mornings. Jen ran the projector with the song lyrics at the same time. I was so taken with the place and with the people that it was during one service at that church that I accepted Jesus into my heart and into my life. And I was so excited that we had found a church home. Fast forward many months. If you know Jen, you know she loves babies. Her mom was the one in church always holding someone else's child to give them a break, and her grandma's the same way. And Jen inherited that gene. She asked at that church if she could start helping in the nursery on Sundays. And without going into a lot of detail, she was asked, what would the other parents think? I didn't understand. Apparently, they were concerned that our lifestyle would be concerning to other parents, like our relationship would rub off on their children and send them all to hell. I'm leaving out a lot of detail here, but we left that church and I was heartbroken. I had felt so welcome there, and it was a church experience like nothing I had had before, between the band and the dancing and the young families and the spirit. It was the first church I ever looked forward to attending, and suddenly I learned that we weren't as welcome as we thought. I felt betrayed and backstabbed, but God works in mysterious ways. We weren't giving up. Jen yearned for a church home, and I was a baby Christian, and we both wanted to keep my momentum even though there had been a roadblock. Fast forward again, and we were invited by another friend to St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Rome, Georgia. This friend was gay, obviously and unapologetically, and had a lot of trauma. And if she felt welcome there, maybe we should give it a chance. I was hesitant, to say the least. I thought churches were supposed to be safe spaces, and the first church taught me that may not be the case, and it may not be the case in secret. I didn't want to be duped again. We went and we tried it and we loved it. It was very traditional, which I was skeptical of because it reminded me of the Methodist church, but with more aerobics. I joined the choir. I started helping with youth, and Jen got involved with the college ministry at our alma mater, Berry College. All the pieces fit. They even wove homosexuality into sermons and promised that we were safe and loved, and the priest would look me in the eye as he said those words. And God's sense of humor came in when one of the best connections we made was a mature, retired couple with whom we often had lunch or dinner. The church was so warm and so beautiful and so genuine. When we decided to move to Tallahassee, we had a hard time knowing we'd have to start over again finding a church family. Jen and I met Cassie LaJeunesse, our lovely organist's daughter, who was attending Berry College, through the college ministry, and when she found out we were moving, she said we had to check out St. John's. We did, and the rest is history. I don't know if Abby meant for this talk to be a plug for St. John's, but at every church gathering where we talk about why we joined the Episcopal Church, there's always an overwhelming response of, it felt like home. The Episcopal Church feels like home. I believe with my whole heart that everyone is welcome, specifically LGBTQ people. I told Jen when we tried St. Peter's in Rome that it felt like it was a last resort because I didn't know of another denomination where we would be safe. The Episcopal Church, in the Episcopal Church and at St. John's, I feel safe. I genuinely feel loved, and I know that I belong here. The intersection of life and faith probably started closer to the time I thought communion was a snack, but really became apparent after Jen and I were together for a while. We made lifelong friends who are safe at a church that wasn't, but then we found a home at a church that I was skeptical about. God's mysterious and humorous ways are always in play. It just took some hindsight to make me more able to look forward to it.